The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
When it comes to your health, are you seeing the check engine light come on more than normal? It's time to get under the hood. It's time for Ask the Doctor with Dr. Michael Lang. Sponsored by Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins. Dr. Lang is a board-certified optometric physician and certified nutrition specialist, helping people see and feel better through proper nutrition for 25 years. The doctor is in. Call now with your questions at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Here's your host, Dr. Michael Lang.
Okay, good morning and welcome to Ask the Doctor. I'm your host as usual, Dr. Michael Lang of the Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins, here each and every Saturday morning live to answer any and all questions you may have regarding your vision, eye care, or a nutritionally related topic. I've been hosting Ask the Doctor, gosh, in a week it'll be 30 years. So time flies when you're having fun. Take advantage of this program. It is dedicated to you, the listener. But remember, it never replaces a comprehensive eye evaluation or a medical evaluation. This is for educational purposes only. There, my attorneys are very happy now. Phone lines are 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. I want to mention that we're still running the BOGO, buy one, get one free, for Fortify Super Omega and for the Fortify Strawberry Watermelon Cream Fit. So it's until next week. Get it now. BOGO means buy one, get one free. It's a great deal on the Super Omega because, remember, the Super Omega expires next month. It really doesn't expire next month. Same lot number that expires 6 months later. So it's still good to go. It doesn't blow up when the expiration date goes away. So Fortify Super Omega, buy one, get one free automatically when you order at fortify.com. And the Strawberry Watermelon Cream, we're just trying to reduce the inventory a little bit and let you try something that's amazing. It doesn't expire for a long time, and that's a BOGO as well. So we got a great show planned today, all right? We have some guests that are dear to me. We have a guest that is no newbie to talk radio, and that is Dr. Karen Heck, and she is with Astereal Astaxanthin, the leading manufacturer of an antioxidant that I just love called astaxanthin. It is the most potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory nutrient that we know of. We use it in a lot of our Fortify supplements. And so Dr. Heck has been a guest many times. We've done some podcasts together and some videos together. So I'm going to welcome her in just a second. And then Mandy Baker, who's the director of marketing for Fortify Vitamins, she's here again. And you can see them live video waving on the video screens there. You can watch us all over social media. We're coast to coast on the radio right now. And also, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter on the website. So sometimes when we test different radio shows and different radio markets, and we go on for 6 months and then we go off. But you can always stay connected if you go to fortify.com. That's F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E, fortify.com, and go to the bottom of the page, sign up for the newsletter. It's real quick. We'll send you educational information. We'll send you, promos that we're running and things of this nature. All right, let's get on with the program. Good morning, Dr. Heck. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So first off, Dr. Heck, why don't you introduce you? There's a lot of people listening out there from California to Florida, Pennsylvania, and everywhere in between that, you know, haven't seen or listened to you before since we're on these new stations. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you, Dr. Lang, for welcoming me back. My name's Karen Hecht. I'm the Scientific Affairs Manager at Astereal, the premier astaxanthin manufacturer. We grow our algae that the astaxanthin comes from in Washington State. And it's my job to help you understand all the science. We have 70-plus human clinical studies on astaxanthin, and that number is always growing. We're continuously investing in new research to understand astaxanthin better and bring you more benefits.
And as Mandy knows, you know, we did a lot of research years and years ago trying to determine what astaxanthin we were going to use in our products. And, you know, our Fortify Focus, our Focus and Brain, our Advanced Retina Formula, our Fortify Fit, our Gamer Extreme, our Next Gen Complete all utilize astaxanthin. And there's a lot of manufacturers out there that use astaxanthin. Mandy, it was quite the effort on our part to find the right astaxanthin, wasn't it?
It surely was. And it's been a great team with Karen and her team. They're just amazing. It's a very powerful, very one of my favorite ingredients that we have, that we use, that we incorporate in almost all of our supplements. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
I love it.
It has some amazing benefits, and we're going to talk about those with literally, in my opinion, one of the world's leading authorities on astaxanthin. That's Dr. Karen Heck.
She is.
Yep.
She is. I went home and bragged about her last night after dinner. She's a rock star.
We're going to have to open up that door. She won't be able to get out.
I will build her up. She's great.
So if anybody's got questions regarding carotenoids, regarding astaxanthin especially, remember astaxanthin is what gives wild Alaskan salmon its orange color. And that's one of the reasons I say wild salmon is a power food. How much salmon do you have to eat, though, to get the right amount of astaxanthin, Dr. Heck?
A lot. So if you want to get 6 milligrams a day, which is what is in Fortify Focus, you would have to eat 12 fillets of wild king salmon every single day.
That's a lot of astaxanthin. It's a lot of salmon. That's a lot of money. So once again, that's our Fortify Focus. That was our first supplement that we incorporated astaxanthin into, 6 milligrams of astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, along with lutein and zeaxanthin. And we're going to expand on a new product a little bit in a few minutes, our Focus and Brain, which we simply added a patented form of citicoline called cognazine. And we're going to talk about the powers of that and how astaxanthin really helps with cognitive and brain health as well. But we're going to take the first caller. Bob's been biting at the bit. He's been on hold for a little bit. Let's see what Bob has to say. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, doctors. Pleasure to talk to you on a Saturday morning. It's a little foggy up here in the Bellevue, Ocala area this morning, but otherwise, pleasant day. I call in long before I hear what the topic of the day is going to be. So, unfortunately, I cannot move into that conversation, although I would like to. I saw an advertisement where people put it looks like a bandage, a white bandage on the bottom of their foot at bedtime, and in the morning they wake up, peel this thing off, and it's cold black. And they say that it's removing toxins from the body. This has been around for a long time, and my curiosity has just gotten the best of me. Is this a valid point, Doctor?
Well, all right, so it's been around for a while, it has. It's a patch, you put it, like you said, on the bottom of the foot. I think it has activated charcoal in it, too. And remember, charcoal is darkly pigmented. So the question is, are these toxins that are coming out of your foot, or is it the charcoal that's giving you the dark color? So the whole idea behind this, their claims, it draws toxins out of the body while you sleep. And we know that you sweat while you sleep. And the foot, you know, sweats while you sleep. So, you know, if you sweat, then toxins can come out. But I've seen some claims for this, Bob. Remember what your mama said, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Now, I'm not knocking this product because I have not seen any double-blind, placebo-controlled studies that really promote the evidence of this. That doesn't mean it's not good. But they claim, I've seen some advertisements where they claim that the manufacturers treat high blood pressure, headaches, depression, diabetes, weight loss, insomnia, things of this nature. You know, I think it's probably relatively safe. The question is it really doing anything? You know, you peel it off and you have this dark color, and is it toxins that it's pulling out? You know, I think saunas are good, infrared saunas, heated saunas, steam rooms. I think there is some clinical evidence from these. I think if you sweat, there is some clinical evidence that it can potentially remove some toxins. I just haven't seen a lot of great science about that. I don't know if Dr. Heck has.
I've not either. I know that activated charcoal does bind a lot of metals, and it's used in other systems as a filter. But, I'm not aware of any data to support that.
There you go, Bob.
I've never seen a weak comparison of what it looks like on Monday versus what this patch looks like on Friday.
Right.
So just curiosity. Thank you, doctors. I appreciate that. Right, I wasn't about to buy it anyhow. I'm just curious.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Have a good one.
Thank you, doctors. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bob's been calling the show since before you've been a guest.
Oh, wow.
And you've been a guest for 7 years, I think, now.
Oh, my gosh. Has it been that? You're right.
And he's been calling for probably 20 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that brings up something about kind of like chelation therapy. I want to just address a caller from last week, if she's listening, in Pensacola. I forgot your name. But you had called and told me that you had somebody you knew that had elevated iron in the blood. That's called hematochromatosis. And that's when the body absorbs more iron than it can actually use, all right? And it can cause multiple organ failures. And if I recall, your friend was drinking a lot of beer, too. So I definitely recommend stopping the beer, all right, because alcohol can create problems if you have elevated iron. Also, no iron supplements, all right? No beta-carotene, believe it or not. Don't cook in those cast iron pans. Cut back on the red meat, and certainly don't eat any liver, calf liver or chicken liver. So there is a diet that can help with hematochromatosis. But I did mention something last week, and I said take extra vitamin C. And I wasn't thinking clearly, I guess, at the time. Extra vitamin C, in my opinion, was going to take the circulating iron and make it absorb more. So it would decrease circulating iron, but it makes it absorb more. So that might not be the best thing. So I kind of take that back, the whole vitamin C. So I recommend not taking vitamin C if you have elevated iron, all right? There is a list of foods that you shouldn't eat, and there's a list of foods that you can eat. But turmeric, milk thistle, green tea, calcium, quercetin, and resveratrol can actually help block the iron absorption. But you can go to a website. I'm going to give you this website, and then anybody with elevated iron, go to this website. It goes over everything in detail, much more than I would ever know. It's called hematochromatosishelp.com. Hematochromatosishelp.com. Good. I feel better now because I never like to give the wrong information to anybody. All right. Phone lines are open. 1-877-969-8600. We've got Dr. Karen Heck and Mandy Baker from Fortify Vitamins and Dr. Karen Heck from Astereal Astaxanthin. If you've got any questions, give us a call. 1-877-969-8600. Also, any questions regarding your vision or eye care, I'm here to answer those questions. So Dr. Summerton is off today and Dr. Hall is off today too. They're enjoying some time off from the slave master here. All right. So we started off talking a little bit about Fortify Focus, how we develop Fortify Focus to help with the eye. And we've talked about that with Dr. Heck many times, about how astaxanthin can improve accommodative ability and focusing ability, increase circulation to the eye. But more recent research suggests and actually proves in many studies now that astaxanthin may have some brain benefits. Let's expand on that because that's kind of exciting. You know, as we get older, I'm getting older. Heck, my mom's 96, so she's getting older. We want to do everything we can to slow down brain deterioration and cognitive decline and things of this nature.
Right. So it's a really, I mean, eyes and brain are connected. And we know that astaxanthin crosses the blood retinal barrier. It also crosses the blood brain barrier. And it's a really powerful antioxidant with some anti-inflammatory properties. It boosts blood flow. And it's also found in mitochondria. So it helps to promote mitochondrial health. So what we've seen is, in a dish, if you take human cortical neuron cells and you treat them with hydrogen peroxide, which is causes oxidative damage, only about 64% of those cells survive in a dish based on this study. But when they pre-treated those neurons with astaxanthin in vitro, that means in a dish again, then 90% of the cells survived. So what we're seeing here is that astaxanthin is helping to neutralize the free radicals produced by hydrogen peroxide application in a dish and helping those cells survive. So it's got neuroprotective properties based on this study. That's not the only way that it's working, obviously, in vivo, and things that we do in a test tube just help us understand the mechanism of action. And we always need to run those human clinical studies to understand if the effect is visible, right? And so they've done that at 12 milligrams a natural astaxanthin. They ran a clinical study where individuals were doing a cog health, a test on the computer. They were shown different cards and asked to remember different properties of the cards. And what they found was that astaxanthin actually improved the working memory in these individuals by 7%, improved their reaction time to working memory tasks, and also improved their accuracy in tasks that tested their delayed recall. So we're seeing improvements in cognitive performance in both of those cases. And there's another study that looked at astaxanthin together with a form of vitamin E called tocotrienols that asked people, how do they feel after a mental test and a physical test in the way of subjective symptoms of fatigue, both mental fatigue, mood, and also physical fatigue. And the participants in that study in the astaxanthin group felt significant improvements in these subjective symptoms. So we're addressing, you know, nourishing the brain, bringing more blood flow to the brain, which is increasingly important as we age. Our endogenous antioxidant capacity is reduced as we age, and astaxanthin is, you know, one of these powerful dietary antioxidants that helps to compensate that. And there's also this effect in mitochondria, which we're starting to see and understand better as more studies come out, how astaxanthin is actually helping to protect mitochondrial health and also promote fat utilization for energy, which is a more efficient energy source. And that means that your energy system and the bioenergetics throughout the body, not just the brain, but also in the brain and the eye, which are very metabolically active tissues, is being helped by astaxanthin supplementation.
So these studies are indicating possibly, I might be jumping the horse here, but that we can maybe actually take astaxanthin and it helps us to burn fat versus carbohydrates?
Yeah, there are studies that suggest that. There have been studies in rodent models for quite some time demonstrating this, increased fat utilization, reduced carbohydrate utilization. And the reason that's important is because you get 6 times more ATP out of 1 gram of fat compared to 1 gram of carbohydrates. So this is really an endurance and energy management story. And we now also have studies in humans that show, for example, in cyclists riding 40 kilometers, astaxanthin promoted fat utilization at the 40-kilometer mark. And also a brand new study, Wicca et al., that just came out that looked at overweight individuals starting an exercise program. And they showed that astaxanthin helped to reduce heart rate over the course of the exercise session by 7% and also reduce carbohydrate oxidation by 8%. So we're really helping with the cardiometabolic function, helping mitochondria be more efficient.
And that's another reason why we use astaxanthin in our Fortify Fit. We took the 9 latest sports nutrient ingredients and combined them all to help with muscle endurance, to help with muscle strength, to help with muscle synthesis, help with skin health, all of that in our Fortify Fit. Now, remember, folks, BOGO means buy one, get one free. Fortify.com, strawberry watermelon cream is the one that is buy one, get one free, not on the fruit punch, because we want to let everybody try our new flavors. So strawberry watermelon cream has the astaxanthin along with a lot of other good nutrients to help build muscle, strength, endurance, and actually help with skin health and a lot of other things, ligaments, tendons, and joints, due to the combination of this synergy. And we have literally thousands of people taking Fortify Fit now. So check it out. And then, of course, the astaxanthin is our new Fortify Focus and Brain, and we're going to talk about that more, but we're going to take some phone calls. We're getting loaded up here. Let's go to Tom in Bradenton. Tom, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning to you. You're welcome. My question is that I have macular degeneration, and the macula is completely gone now. Now, for many years, I was taking the eye vitamins that have the AREDs, et cetera, in there. I'm wondering whether I still need to be taking that, even though the macula is gone, so I really don't have any need to for vitamins for the eye.
Well, I would absolutely still continue taking it. And the reason for that is the nutrients that are in a good eye supplement or whole body supplement aren't just for the eye, aren't just for the macula, but for the optic nerve, the peripheral retina, okay? Remember, you still have peripheral vision. You just have lost your central vision, okay? And then, Tom, also for the brain. Remember, we see with the brain. The eye is the organ that transmits it to the brain. So we want to keep your brain working well. So when we have some new generation technology, as a matter of fact, there's just FDA approval for macular degeneration. People that have atrophy of the macula, geographic atrophy, that's advanced dry form of macular degeneration. There are some FDA approved, I'm pretty sure it just got FDA approved treatments for that now. So we still want to have the body neutrophied to the fullest extent. So maybe some of this technology will help you. So you never want to stop, proper nutrition. You want to keep exercising, lean body, keep plenty of sleep, hydrate, you know, the right diet. And you still sound pretty young. Tom, how old are you?
I'm 76.
Yeah, you're young. You got a quarter of a century
right.
ahead of you. So never give up hope. Now, I don't recommend taking some of these ones that are promoted over the counter that have 80 milligrams of zinc oxide, okay? Because we were involved in some studies, some DNA studies that actually proved that based on your DNA, your specific allele, your specific DNA, many people out there, that 80 milligrams of zinc is way too much for them. So, you know, we have a product called Advanced Retina Formula that has the astaxanthin and only has 30 milligrams of zinc monomethathione. And then we have also Macula Defense that has, you know, much less zinc in it. So I'd be very careful taking a traditional kind of AREDS2 formula unless your doctor has prescribed it and you're finding a doctor that is in tune with the latest science, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Keep the faith.
I will, and have a good day, and I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, Tom. Bye-bye. All right, you're listening to Ask the Doctors this morning, Dr. Karen Heck and myself, Dr. Michael Lang. If you got a question, give us a call, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. You can see me, Dr. Caputi, Dr. Summerton, and Dr. Hall at the Lang Eye Institute in the Villages, Florida. You can learn more if you go to drmichaellang.com, drmichaellang.com. The Villages, Florida, I'll give you the phone number for the Villages. That's 352-753-4014. One more time, 352-753-4014. And anything we talk about in this program, you can look at the science and the research we have under each supplement at fortify.com. So a lot of the studies that Dr. Heck has talked about, we have under the science section under Fortify Focus or under Fortify Focus and Brain. So check it out at fortify.com. That's F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E, fortify.com. And also I want to welcome Arlene back. Arlene is back in the saddle at Fortify Nutrition Center in Clearwater. I'll be there today at 1 o'clock, not at 12:30, 1 o'clock till probably 3. So come on out and we'll talk and talk a lot about nutrition, talk a lot about astaxanthin. The phone number for Fortify Vitamins is 866-503-9746. One more time, 866-503-9746. All right, we're going back to the phones. Steve in Clearwater. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, one thing interesting about astaxanthin is every time in over the last few decades when some product comes out, some new nutritional, there's always a pro and a con. People argue whether the supplement's good or not so good or anything. The thing about astaxanthin is I've never seen a negative report on it. Or anybody say anything negative about it. That's almost unheard of for any other supplement in the past. And secondly, the body uses you have three types of white blood cells, or five times, you know, macrophages, neutrophils, basophils. Well, macrophages, the mechanism by which they kill fungal infections is by engulfing the fungus and then a burst of hydrogen peroxide to kill it. Could astaxanthin, and I'm sorry about this, but it's just something to think about, could astaxanthin inhibit macrophage function and make it less capable, these cells less capable of killing fungal infections?
Steve, I love your questions. They're always so good. It's great to hear from you again. And I'm happy to report that there is a study that looked at exactly that. And interestingly, although it reduced oxidative stress, it also improved macrophage function when challenged.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
So this comes back to the fact that we're talking about a balance, a redox homeostasis, a redox balance. Mm-hmm. We're not eliminating free radicals here. We're just reducing the effect potentially of oxidative stress. So there's a number of conditions, physiological, you know, conditions, environmental exposures, exertion, if you're an endurance athlete or, you know, aging, that really just increase free radicals beyond the body's capacity to address them.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, free radicals are not the bad guy, not blanketly evil. You know, there's a lot of ways in which free radicals are important in the body. Macrophages use them, yes. Also, natural killer cells, you know, as part of the innate immune response. Also, free radicals are involved in adaptation to exercise. But too many free radicals can then damage immune cells and also reduce force production in the muscle. So it's really about keeping that balance. Where are we and how are we tipping the scales? And dietary antioxidants really serve just to give your body that extra boost that it needs to maintain redox homeostasis. And I have the similar argument as what you made for immune function. I've heard from sports nutrition specialists saying, well, Karen, you need free radicals for adaptation to exercise. And that's absolutely true. But what we've seen in the clinical studies is that astaxanthin actually boosts the effects of physical training. And both in the Malmsten study in training paramedics and also in a study done at the University of Washington in individuals 65+, the people that combined exercise training together with astaxanthin saw better results than those who are just undergoing the exercise training on its own. So, yeah, I think it's a very interesting question in research about metabolic flexibility, about redox homeostasis. What is that tipping point? And it's certainly different for everyone. But I think the takeaway is when you're taking dietary antioxidants, you're not eliminating free radicals. They will always be there. And the amount that you need is not so high. And so I don't think that that's a concern. And I'm happy to share that study. I'll have to dig it up for you, Steve, and send it to Dr. Lang here to show you that macrophage study.
Well, one thing I think would be very interesting is to do a cognitive test on, you know how you have a cardiac stress test?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could have a brain stress test. And
yes.
What you do is you'd have someone get on a treadmill, especially older people, and work out for 3 minutes. Then get them off the treadmill and immediately give them a mental test. Within seconds, you start the mental test. And to see if there's a difference under, you know, the metabolic stress versus astaxanthin people versus non-astaxanthin people.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd give them, it would be like a brain stress.
Yeah,
stress.
Yeah. I've seen studies like that. We have one. It's Hongo et al., 2016. It was 12 milligrams astaxanthin, 20 milligrams tocotrienols, and they did it in the opposite way. They gave them a mental test first. They had to do mental math additions, and then they ran they were riding on a stationary bike, and they did that subjective questionnaire, but they also looked at their performance in that mental math exercise. So they did 15 minutes mental math, 5-minute break, and then another 15 minutes, and mental fatigue should have set in that second 15-minute round. And in fact, the placebo group made something like, on average, 3 more mistakes on average through the group compared to the first, whereas the astaxanthin group performed just as well in the second round as in the first round.
Wow. And one quickie question, then I'll have the courtesy to let someone else on. does lycopene, most people, the biggest carotenoid they have is lycopene. You know, they eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They eat tomatoes. They eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that interfere with astaxanthin absorption? Are they competitive or non-competitive?
I haven't seen any data showing that they do compete. And I've looked at some data looking at lutein, zeaxanthin, and astaxanthin and showing that they do not compete. There's a little bit of difference in how they're circulated. So all of these carotenoids get packaged up in lipoprotein particles in the liver, and then they get shunted around the circulatory system. They go into high-density and low-density lipoprotein particles, and the ones that are more polar tend to go in more in one type versus the other. So I think because astaxanthin is more hydrophobic, it might be distributing in a slightly different place. But that's not been really borne out. I've not seen a study directly comparing lycopene and astaxanthin. But based on what I've seen for non-competing with lutein and zea, you know, maybe it's not a concern. But yeah, again, I haven't seen a study.
All right.
Well, thank you. And like I said before, you're doing God's work, because what you're doing is making a lot of people a lot healthier and a lot happier.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Really great.
Appreciate
that. Well, God
bless. Call. Take good care.
All right. Listening to Ask the Doctors, give us a call, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. I'm Dr. Michael Lang of the Lang Eye Institute in the Villages, Florida, and Fortify Vitamins. Give us a call one more time, 1-877-969-8600. So from a little bit of that conversation, I take it that astaxanthin makes exercise better for us.
Yeah, that's right. And not just for muscles, for brain, it seems like, too. Preclinical studies have shown, you know, that we've known since, I think, 2009 that adult brains can actually create new neurons in the hippocampus. We used to think that that didn't happen. Exercise promotes neurogenesis in the adult brain. And there was a preclinical study in a rodent model where they combined mild exercise together with astaxanthin supplementation. They actually saw a synergistic effect on neurogenesis in the hippocampus. So exercise alone increased new neurons by 60%. Astaxanthin alone increased neurons by 60%. But you combine them together and you get 130% increase. Wow. So not additive, right, in that case, synergistic. So it'd be really interesting to see if human clinical studies show the same. But we already know that just astaxanthin by itself is good for your brain and that it actually does boost the effect of exercise training on muscle performance.
And this is why we used astaxanthin when we were researching Fortify Fit. We use astaxanthin as one of the 9 ingredients in Fortify Fit, along with creatine, collagen, branched-chain amino acids, clostridextrin, L-citrulline, velocitol, D-ribose, and betaine anhydrose. So to make the 9, to make that cut, it has to be a very good nutrient. And we're talking about why astaxanthin is in many of the Fortify supplements, including the Fortify Fit. Now, Fortify Fit, once again, is a BOGO, buy one, get one free. Mandy, I'm going to let you chime in on this because we've been running that BOGO for a couple of weeks now.
We have.
On the Fortify Fit and the Super Omega. It's been pretty big, hasn't it?
Oh, I can't keep it on the shelf. It's huge. Right. I mean, I don't know how many times we've had to ship more up to Ocala. It's huge. Right. And even online, it's great. People are loving it. They love the taste. It's great.
So Mandy is at the Lang Nutrition Center in Ocala, and she's also the head of marketing for the Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins. She's also oftentimes the one on the phone. If you call, oftentimes you'll get Mandy. And she's also directly responsible for a lot of the educational emails that you get and the promos that you send out. So, Mandy, you've been pretty busy since you joined the team again.
I have not stopped. It's been very busy. Yes, well, I love it. It's great. It's great to be back. I'm enjoying every day.
The Fortify family really appreciates all you do. All right, we're getting ready to go to the next call. Then we're going to talk with something. A lot of our listeners are in the Villages or in Florida, basically, where this is the geriatric capital of the world, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about sarcopenia, that's muscle wasting, and how there's some evidence that maybe astaxanthin can help that. So all of you out there that maybe are losing some muscle tone, getting a little flabbier, not as strong as you used to be, and we're going to talk with one of the leading authorities on this in just a minute with astaxanthin. But let's go back to the phones. We got Margaret in Clearwater. Margaret, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. I have comments on 2 benefits and also a question about dosing. You haven't discussed how wonderful it is for your skin, and I was taking care of an elderly relative who was in his 80s, and it gives you an endurance that it's not like taking an energy drink. You can just be strong all day. I don't know how else to put it. Then my question was about the dosing. I have been taking 2 4-milligram tablets since Estoril came out like decades ago, and I hear her talking about 12. Is it better to take 2 at once or do breakfast, lunch, and dinner before or after exercise? How does one take 12 milligrams a day?
That's a great question. So we do see a dose-dependent effect in some studies, some eye studies that compared lower doses and higher doses. And most of our cardiovascular health benefits and cognitive health benefits come in at 12 milligrams. So let me just like back up half a step here to say that astaxanthin is a carotenoid. So all those things in your food and your fruits and vegetables that have the yellows, oranges, and red colors, those are all carotenoids. So we talked a little bit earlier in the show about beta carotene from carrots and lycopene from tomatoes. So 90% of your carotenoids comes from fruit and vegetable. Astaxanthin is a carotenoid, but it's not found in any of the fruits and veggies that we eat. It's found in red-colored seafoods like salmon, which is why we talked about 6 milligrams being equivalent to 12 fillets of king salmon, right? So it's a lot harder to get astaxanthin in your diet, which is why we need to supplement. But the astaxanthin in your supplement doesn't come from salmon or any animal source. It comes from algae. And this is a naturally occurring algae that we grow in Washington State that make astaxanthin in the wild, right? So when we take astaxanthin, because it's a fat-soluble nutrient, a carotenoid, it's best to take it together with a meal or within 30 minutes after a meal if you're taking it as a soft gel. So a soft gel is tiny, and if you take it in an empty stomach, there's not much to prime your gut to absorb it. So if you're taking, you know, if you've been taking a 4-milligram dose and you want to increase it, go ahead. You can try and take it a 12-milligram or two 6-milligram soft gels or three 4-milligram soft gels at once with a meal and see how your body reacts, because most people absorb it just fine at 12 milligrams and it's not an issue. But every once in a while, some people aren't able to completely absorb it, and then it gets eliminated through, you know, the stool. So if that is happening to you, then I would recommend splitting it up, you know, 6 milligrams with a meal in the morning, 6 milligrams with a meal in the evening. That's fine. For me personally, it's not an issue, and I could take 12 milligrams. Most people don't have an issue with 12 milligrams.
Right.
So, yeah, just that's what
I have.
Doing.
4-milligram tablets, and I've been taking two together once a day, and so I can probably take three.
Yeah, probably.
Now, Margaret, is it just astaxanthin, or are there other things in it?
I'll have to look at the bottle, but this is from Purity, I'm on an auto ship.
You just want to make sure that there's not a lot of other nutrients that if you're taking three of them might be too much. So I'm thinking like niacin or something that could cause you to flush. So just see what the other ingredients are.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm checking real quick here.
I'm familiar with that one. I believe it's astaxanthin and tocotrienols in that formulation. So, yeah, should be fine. But I just wanted you to be aware and keep an eye out if – because you don't want to waste it, right? So that was a pun intentionally. And so you would want to split it up.
Yeah. There's nothing like niacin in there at all.
Okay. No. Good. That's great. Well, I'm so happy to hear that you're feeling some benefits from it. You did mention some skin health benefits. We do have studies absolutely there. And I would say that that's probably one of the most popular applications of astaxanthin is to support hydration, elasticity, and smoothness in skin. I'm glad that
you don't get wrinkles.
Well, it's
going to be 80 this year. You can't say that, but I.
Yeah, I think it's slow. It does help to support both your collagen producing cells, which are the skin cell fibroblasts in the dermis. It helps to support existing collagen networks. And when those break down, that's what leads to wrinkles. So we have a really cool 16-week study where women were taking astaxanthin for 16 weeks while there was a seasonal change. So they were going from summer through winter, and the humidity was lowering, and generally low humidity causes inflammation in the skin. That inflammation from the skin surface communicates down to the deeper layers of skin and triggers degradation of collagen networks. And so what they found in that study was that, as expected, the placebo group had increased wrinkles over the course of the 16 weeks, but the astaxanthin group had no significant changes in wrinkles and maintained their skin condition in that study. So, yeah, it's a really good preventative measure. And again, what you're doing is this antioxidant is going throughout the body. It has whole body benefits. You know, each of these studies focuses on one specific set of benefits because, you know, studies need to focus in on specific endpoints. But what we're finding is that, again, it's not – think of it like the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean aren't isolated. They're connected, right? It's a system of water. Your body's the same way. It's a system, and astaxanthin is this multi-system intervention, just like, you know, diet and exercise are multi-system interventions. There's no reason to expect to see benefits in only one area if it's going all over the place. And so we've seen through 70 plus human clinical studies that astaxanthin benefits through its antioxidant capacity, anti-inflammatory properties, mitochondrial support, and blood flow benefits throughout the body.
And endurance. I mean, like I was putting in 25-hour days. taking care of this person, and
awesome.
Wonderful.
Those surges and drops that one might get with energy drinks.
Oh, yes. That it's definitely something that you need to maintain. So the way that astaxanthin works is it's a fat-soluble nutrient. You want to continue to take a consistent dose every day. And the way it works is not an energy spike like caffeine. It's about energy maintenance. I'm so happy to hear that it's been helping you. That's always our goal at Astereal, is to improve the quality of life for people. And so I'm so happy to hear from you. Thank you for sharing.
And one has to be very careful as we age. These energy drinks that are sometimes equivalent to 5 and 10 cups of coffee, you know, too much caffeine can trigger atrial fibrillation, and ultimately you can stroke out. So that's another reason why we use astaxanthin in our Fortify Fit, and we have no caffeine in it at all. We have no stimulants, because we want that clean energy. We don't want that hyped energy. We don't want that stimulant that can literally trigger a heart arrhythmia. So, Margaret, thanks a lot for that call. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the Astereal. I mean, it is it's my desert island.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's very motivating for me. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, and keep us posted, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. You're listening to Ask the Doctors. Dr. Michael Lang, Dr. Karen Hack, and also, I was going to say Dr. Mandy Baker. The official doctor now, Mandy Baker.
Congratulations.
From Fortify Vitamins. Give us a call at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. I got to chime in. My mom is 96 years old. She's been on Fortify Focus ever since I've developed it. Now she's actually changed to Fortify Focus and Brain, because it has everything Fortify Focus has in it, but we added the citicoline. And you saw Mom just the other day for the first time in probably many years, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness. She was awesome. I saw her yesterday evening. She's great. Sitting on the back porch holding her cup of chocolate milk. It was right? Great. She's very alert and just carrying on a conversation. She's amazing.
She doesn't look 96,
Not
does
at all. Not at all. She's amazing.
Yeah, when we go out, sometimes people think that she's my wife. You know? No, Tammy's not hearing it, listening.
No, she's wonderful. No, she looks great. She looks like she's in her 70s, really, honestly.
Right, she does. So Mom's been on Fortify Focus, and she's on our Fortify Fit as well. So she should be the poster child for Fortify Vitamins. So once again, I got everybody listening, staying tuned right now. The ears are perked up because we're talking about sarcopenia. And where the Lang Eye Institute is in the villages is Golf Cart Central, and the geriatric population is very high. So 55 and above. I don't think 55 is geriatric. I think maybe 96. Mom's geriatric. But lower than 96, you're not geriatric yet. But anyway, as we get older, all right, you know, you become flabbier. You become weaker. Muscle tone dies. This is called sarcopenia, or muscle wasting. There is some clinical evidence. You have some studies that have shown that astaxanthin may be beneficial for sarcopenia.
That's right. Yeah. So sarcopenia is just a natural progressive loss in muscle mass and quality. Actually, it starts in your 30s. You lose about 1% muscle mass a year, starting sometime in your 30s. And so it's really, there's a lot of reasons for it, right? So our endogenous antioxidant capacity goes down, blood flow efficiency goes down, the way that we absorb and process amino acids or protein in the gut changes with age. So there's a lot of reasons for it, but what we've seen is that in a study of individuals 65 to 85 years old, they were supplementing with astaxanthin for a month. And it was actually, that study used 12 milligrams astaxanthin together with tocotrienols, zinc, and a little bit of vitamin D. And they then started a 3-month functional strength and endurance training program. So normally it's very difficult to get gains at that age from an exercise program. And the individuals in the placebo group who were just doing the exercise didn't see any significant changes compared to baseline after the 3 months were over. But in the astaxanthin group, they saw a 14% increase in maximum voluntary contraction of a leg muscle. So that's muscle strength. They saw almost a 3% increase in the cross-sectional area of the leg muscle that was measured by MRI. And they saw almost 12% increase in specific force, which is kind of an indicator of muscle quality. So we get more fat infiltrating the muscle. And so basically they just took the ratio of the muscle strength and the cross-sectional area, and that gives them specific force. How much of that strength is coming from muscle instead of that fat that's infiltrating the muscle tissue? So exciting to see that there is a dietary intervention that can help you get more out of your training, out of your exercise, you know, whether that's you're out walking, you know, out for a walk or something a little bit more intense. It's so important to stay mobile as you age, because it does really improve your quality of life. And again, exercise is this multi-system intervention. So if there's anything that we can do from a dietary perspective to add to that toolkit to help keep us mobile, it does improve our quality of life as we age for longer. Health span, increasing health span.
Amen. So we're getting ready to take the next call in just a second. Remember, Fortify Fit has that BOGO, buy one, get one free on the strawberry watermelon cream. Remember, there's no artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors. We're using creatine that has been clinically studied for sarcopenia, branched chain amino acids, something called betaine anhydrose, and astaxanthin. There is some science on all four of those nutrients helping sarcopenia. And I think that they work synergistically together. Literally, we've got thousands and thousands of people on Fortify Fit now. Many of them are very old and many of them are very young. We've got some world-class and world champion athletes taking the Fortify Fit as well. So they definitely have told me that it is working, helping with muscle synthesis, strength, and endurance. So we have been talking about astaxanthin on the show today, and we're going back to the phones. I think it's Ran or Ron in Tampa. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, good morning. First of all, I want to give a big, big kudos to Mandy.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Hey, great. How you doing?
I'm good.
She's an outstanding employee, just to let you know. I had an issue with an order. She was more than, I don't have the words. She took care of it. Email me immediately, and I'm a very, very happy customer, just to let you know that.
Oh, thank Number you for calling two, in and saying that. You're awesome. Thank you.
Oh, no, no. You deserve that and more. I mean, if I had a company, I would hire you immediately. Let me tell you that.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Number two, question which I don't think the doctor has ever touched on, and is liposuction. Mm-hmm. Liposuction for, like, special parts of the body.
Okay, so that's if you want a fast way to get rid of some of the fatty tissue in your body, okay, when you get pinched more than an inch. And, you know, many physicians do this, especially plastic surgeons and cosmetic surgeons. And I think in the hands of a competent trained specialist, a physician, I think it's a good idea if you want, you know, a quicker way out. However, I always recommend diet, exercise, all right, hydration, sleep. Remember, a pound is 3,500 calories. And so in order to lose a pound, you have to burn more calories or eat less. So you do a little bit of both of those, right? You eat a little less and you eat the right foods, the foods on the Lang survival diet, and you get out and walk around the block or put a stationary bicycle in front of the TV in the, you know, air-conditioned home. So you burn more calories and eat less. That pound comes off pretty quickly. I mean, I've had people that have lost 100 pounds in 5 months. You know, on the Lang survival diet and doing a little bit of extra exercise. We do have something that helps you a little bit, and it's a bundle. It's called the Healthy Weight Loss Bundle. So it's by Fortify, Healthy Weight Loss Bundle. It comes with enzymes, probiotics, our superfood, and our protein. And it talks about the diet on the website. It talks about everything in a lot more detail, even shows you some pictures. So you're probably asking this because you or somebody wants to take a little pound off, right?
No, I was just using it or asking for contouring. There are certain areas of the body, no matter how much weight you lose or et cetera, it just stays about the same. That's the reason why I was asking.
Absolutely. If you find a, you know, a competent plastic surgeon, a cosmetic surgeon, they can do that, and it helps contour. A lot of people that are into bodybuilding and physique contests do have that done, just the same way a lot of people have implants put in. You know, I'm as natural as possible. I don't want anybody doing anything to me unless – God forbid I'm in the race car, hit the wall, and a bone sticking out my neck. Then I like to go to the doctor for those. But otherwise, I try to do it as naturally as possible.
Okay. Well, thank you much for the advice, as always. And everyone, have a great weekend.
Thanks you too. You take care.
Thanks for the call. Wow. This time went by way too fast.
Is that the clock? Is that the countdown right there?
The countdown. Yeah, we have about a minute. We wanted to talk more about Fortify Focus and Brain, but we're going to have you back, Dr. Heck and Mandy, to come and we'll talk more about that. So I want to take this opportunity, Dr. Heck. Do you want to say anything in closing?
Yes. If you want to learn more about astaxanthin, visit astarealusa.com and astaxanthin.net. And we have more studies coming out, so I am sure that we'll have more to talk about. Thank you all for your interest. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Lang.
Thank you for coming. Oh, my gosh. Like, she's like the highlight of
Can you give the phone number for anybody to call if they want to talk to you about anything?
Sure. 866-503-9746.
That's 866-503-9746. Remember the BOGO. Fortify Strawberry Watermelon Cream. Buy one, get one free. And remember the Super Omega.
It's the original Super Omega.
The original Super
not
Omega.
The max.
Not the Max. Buy one, get one free. That is gone next week. So we have one more week to do it. So take advantage of this. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to Ask the Doctor. Once again, I want to thank Dr. Heck and Dr. And Mandy for being here. We're out of here. God bless you and God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.